All right, KUVO Jazz in the studio, Brian Stevenson, owner of Rocky Mountain Music Repair. Now, they are a little different than most music stores. They are passionate about kids and music, always striving to ensure that every child who wants to play music has an opportunity. How cool is that? They are always honest about your repairs, the quality and condition of your instrument. Rocky Mountain Music Repair can handle all of your woodwind and brass repairs, from minor adjustments to major overhauls. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to KUVO Community Connection.
Good morning, Tree. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. So tell us about Rocky Mountain Music Repair. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, we're coming up on 13 years, and I can't believe that. When we first started, it was just my wife and I in a little shop, and we thought we'd just fix some instruments, and now we've got almost 9 employees, and we're doing work all over the state.
Yeah, you're doing great work to have 9 employees already. Hey, that's great. So tell me, when did you decide to open this repair shop?
Yeah, my wife and I were both in music education before we got involved with all this. And
okay.
I would talk with kids and they'd be like, well, I'm not going to do band next year. And I was like, well, why not? Well, because I stink. You know, little kids, you know, they think everything's their fault. And I'd look at the instrument and it had nothing to do with them. The instruments were in bad condition and they never had a chance to succeed. So I determined that the best way I could help kids in the community was to make sure they had the best playing instruments to start with, so the best chance to keep on going with music.
Right, therefore they wouldn't stink.
Exactly.
They play very well. So say one of those kids that thought that they stinked and they continued to play, have they come back to tell you thank you so much because now I play very well?
Not specifically like that, but we do get to like follow the kids' entire journey. In the fall, that's coming up, is one of our favorite times of the year where kids get to pick the instrument they want to play. And a lot of times they're taking grandma's old clarinet or dad's old trumpet and we're fixing it up for next generation to play. And we get to watch their journey all the way from their very first notes all the way through like marching band in high school and college. And we have some people that when we first opened were just starting in music and now they're going to be band directors themselves. So we like to think we're a little part of that journey for them.
Wow, that's great. That is such an amazing story. Well, let me ask you, is it necessary to upgrade your instrument? And if so, how often?
We recommend people upgrade their instruments after a couple of years to make sure they are ready to play and that they are actually sticking with it. You know, there's lots of opportunities for kids, and we want every kid to try music, but that doesn't mean it's for every single kid. Once you know your kid has made that commitment to stay in music and band, then that's when you should upgrade. A lot of times we do a first step of upgrading your mouthpiece. That's a big deal with wind instruments. And then from there, you can look at upgrading to a little bit nicer instrument. And we always say keep your old one, because if you're doing marching band, you don't want to take your new fancy instrument out on the field and destroy it like they do.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good point. Very good point. So how often should a woodwind player clean their instrument, and does that include polishing it as well?
Somewhat. So polishing is more of a cosmetic preference. Some people don't mind the patina of the instrument. Wind players should be doing minor maintenance themselves on a daily and weekly basis, whether it be oiling and lubricating slides and valves or just swabbing out the moisture from the inside of the horn, which can cause problems with the materials. In terms of like a full cleaning, we recommend woodwind players come in once a year at least to have things checked out. But if anything weird is going on in the meantime, don't be shy. Don't hesitate. Come into your local shop. They can help you out. And brass players, about every year and a half, they should get it professionally cleaned. We're kind of like the dentist, where if you brush your teeth and keep it clean, you're fine. But every once in a while, you need us to do deep clean to get all the gunk and crud out of your horns.
Yeah, you don't want any crud in your horn, because
nope,
then you start playing cruddy. That's not cool.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Now, tell us about the programs you have with the students and the schools.
Yeah, we do work for around 200 schools in the Front Range area and all the way out to the mountains and all the way out to the Eastern Plains. We do programs all getting kids into music, education with teachers, teaching them how to take care of their instruments. And the thing we're biggest and most proud of is we started a program called School Secret Santa, which will be in December. And it's kind of like a Toys for Tots program, but for band directors. And people can buy an extra box of reeds or extra little bit of supplies or donate a full instrument like they do. And then we get them all fixed up and we give them away to teachers in the community. In the last 4 years, we've given away around $250,000 worth of stuff to about 35 schools. It keeps on growing, and we don't know how it got that way, but we love doing it.
That's fabulous. Somebody kept watering it, and you kept growing and growing, and now look at you.
Exactly. You know, and it's become a monster we have to keep feeding. So, you know, every year we try to do it a little better and a little bigger.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. So where can people find you? Do you have a website or what's the address? Where, what do you think is best?
Yeah, so, I mean, with an instrument, you definitely want to get a one-on-one and come and talk to us. If you stop in our shop, there's always someone who'll take a look at the instrument personally with you. We're in Broomfield, Colorado, just off of the 36 in Wadsworth. Google can find us very easily. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We have a pretty fun TikTok channel where you can see me taking apart instruments and fixing instruments and looking at horns that have been run over by trucks and watching me take the dents out of it. We have a lot of fun with it, and we could do some silly stuff on there, but we like to think that all of it is very informative for people taking care of their horn as well.
Really? You have people running over instruments like that?
You know, it happens way more than you'd think. Sometimes a tuba gets set down behind a school bus at a marching festival, and chaos ensues, and we have to take care of it. But, you know, we can handle everything from minor adjustments to rebuilding your horn from scratch, so.
Okay, and you do mostly woodwind instruments. So if someone needed some other musical repairs, you have resources.
Correct. We like to say in our industry that you can either think you know everything or you can know everyone. And we just deal with woodwind and brass instruments. And we have great community connections with Sol Vista Violins for orchestral strings there in Lafayette, Colorado. Also Mi Vida Strings down in Westminster. They're great for orchestral things. We have Monkton Guitars, which is strictly a guitar shop in Broomfield. And then our friends at Denver Percussion and Rupp's Drums are our percussion specialists. So we have referrals. If we can't handle something, we know who to take it to. And the repair community and the music community is very small, and we all know who does good work.
That's amazing, because it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Absolutely.
All day long. Well, Brian, I want to thank you for taking some time away from your repairs to come down and join us here on Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone is felt, seen, and heard.